Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and day three of cooking with radishes. I hope everybody's having a lot of fun, and I hope you're starting to see radish as more than just this tiny little root that we put on top of tacos or something. You know, it's really a special, wonderful ingredient, and it's definitely one that doesn't get enough credit for what it really does. So we really want to try to highlight it more and more as we keep progressing here with our recipes on Agnet West. And especially in the California kitchen. You know how we get down here in the California kitchen. What we're going to need for my roasted radish and creme fraiche vichyssoise is 2 cups of radish. And we're going to dice those small. Now remember, vichyssoise is a really, really nice, it's just a pure, it could be a pure sauce, but in this case, we're going to make it a pure soup. It's one of those soups that can be used as a sauce as well. It's a funny thing, vichyssoise. But what I love so much about vichyssoise, it's actually a cold soup. So this is a soup that we would actually make. We'd put in the freezer or the refrigerator, I'm sorry, let it cool down for about 2 to 3 hours, and we would serve this cold. And especially with these hot days, take advantage of a beautiful vichyssoise. Alrighty, so what we're going to do is we're going to take the 2 cups of radishes, we're going to dice those small, we're going to also take 1 celery stalk that we're going to dice small, 1 carrot that we're going to dice small, and 1/2 onion that we're going to do what? Exactly, dice small. Once those are all diced up together, we're going to put those in a pan. Now, usually you would put a little bit of oil in there and all that good stuff, but we're not going to use an oil for this right here. I want a pure flavor, so I don't even want to have the flavor of the oil in there as well. So what I'm going to take is 1 quart of chicken stock. We're going to go ahead and we're going to pour it into our pot that has the radishes, the celery, the onion, and the carrot. We're going to add 3 tablespoons of sugar because we do need to have some way of cutting those flavors. And we're going to bring that to a boil. Once that comes to a boil, I'm going to reduce it down just by a little tiny bit, maybe about 1/2 inch, then add 1 cup of cream. And once I add my cup of cream, I'm going to bring the heat down to a very, very low, I guess you could say a low simmer would be safe to say. We're going to add in a bouquet garni. What a bouquet garni is cheesecloth that's going to be rinsed. Remember always to rinse cheesecloth. Cheesecloth is very, very dirty. Once you have it rinsed, you're going to add in 1 bay leaf, 10 peppercorns, 3 cloves of garlic. And we're going to go ahead and put a little string to the end of that and tie the other string to the handle of the pot. That way it kind of just floats in there like a tea bag. Once we go ahead and infuse that flavor, which takes about 20 minutes, we'll go ahead and bring that out. We'll add 1 tablespoon of xanthan gum to our mixture so we can get a nice thickening on there. We'll add some creme fraiche, always to taste, and we'll enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.